all this work with music, popular music. For me, it's also this classical music, it's kind of popular music, because people know this, also Swan Lake people know, even if they don't know the whole opera, but they know the music, Bolero the same, and then this music connects us also with memories. I see also here people from different age, and you have different connection to the song. You have memory when you heard maybe for the first time, you have memory of the singer, and it's also this very different. Also sometimes very young people, then this, oh, I know this from my parents or grandparents, he played this music. And for me, this popular music, including what also Stravinsky said, Sacred Rite of Spring is also a piece of popular music now. This connects us, and it's part of collective history. And I work so with personal history, but also with collective history and collective memory. And it's all over the world the same. This is also very interesting, that also I presented this piece from yesterday in South Korea, and people understood, I think, very well, and some were crying or so. And this is also that they know this music, maybe, or something, the quality of the music, and then it's universal, it's not just something from our culture. And sometimes composers, they write to me, oh, I would like to work with you, this piece, but then this element of memory, collective memory, wouldn't be there. I can enjoy maybe, but not so. Also the story, I work, for example, when I do Swan Lake or Bolero variations for myself, I work then with the image people have in head from Swan Lake. So well, some people many have, or at least even if they didn't know, see the piece, but they have images from classical ballet, and Swan Lake is one of the biggest pieces of this ballet history, and then I work with this image and do something very different.